Mr. Yud, I got a little cotton, a child's wagon. This is similar to sort of toy car, which a little child can sit in. Tomei Midros can become Tomei as a Tumas Midros. This refers to a very high level of Tuma, which if certain people with a high level of Tuma, for example, a Zov, which is a type of person who is Tomei because of substances which exited his body. So if he supports his weight on anything which is meant for supporting somebody's weight, for example, a chair is designated for somebody to sit on. So if a Zov were to sit on the chair would become Tomei as a Tomei Midros, which is on the level of an Av HaTumah, which is a primary high level of Tumah. So if the child is a Zov and he sits in that car, in that toy wagon, so it would become Tomei, since it is designated for that use, for a child to sit in it and to support his weight on that toy wagon. Secondly, since it has a use for the child to play with, and that's what it's designated for when it tells by Shabbos, it can be moved on Shabbos, it is not considered to be Muktzah. And thirdly, the Inu Negreis Elo Al Gabi Kelim, it cannot be dragged on a earth ground unless it is on top of clothes. The one cannot move the wagon along the ground in the regular way, because the wheels of this wagon could make holes in the ground, which was made out of earth. It could make dents into the ground, and that would be considered part of the melacha of plowing, chayresh, which would be forbidden on Shabbos, and Yom Tov. So the only solution would be to do it on top of material. For example, clothes, and that would prevent the wheels making a hole in the ground. And so if done in such a manner, then it would be permitted. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaKelim, all other utensils which are heavier than this, for example, a very heavy bench, a Nigorin, they cannot be dragged on the ground, because then it is extremely likely that it will make marks in the ground and holes into the actual ground. Chutz min ha'agala, except for this wagon of the child, that can be dragged on the ground and moved along the earth ground, b'pnei she'koveshes, because all it does is it pushes onto the ground, but it does not actually enter into the ground and make holes in the ground. It just sort of applies pressure on top of the ground and might push it down slightly, but the wheels themselves do not make holes in the ground, and therefore it is not like plowing, so it is permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov.